For the October 24th municipal election, eligible voters will be able to choose an alternative to in-person voting. Applications to vote by mail are accepted beginning September 1st, and the deadline to apply is Friday, September 23rd at 4:30 p.m. If you're applying to vote by mail in this year's election, visit toronto.ca/vote-by-mail, which can be found on the Toronto Elections webpages. Use My Vote to fill in your information to receive your mail-in voting package. Don't forget your confirmation code. If you're an eligible voter, you will receive your mail-in voting package by mail. It is important to remember Toronto Elections must receive completed packages by October 21st at noon. Now let's see what's inside. The mail-in voting package will include a declaration form which must be signed in order for your vote to count, an official ballot, a ballot secrecy envelope, a yellow return envelope with prepaid postage. Now that you have all your forms, let's complete the package. Sign the declaration form and add it to the yellow return envelope. Mark the ballot by using only a black or blue pen and insert it into the secrecy envelope. Insert the sealed secrecy envelope into the yellow return envelope, and if it's required, place a photocopy of your identification in the yellow return envelope. Now seal that envelope. Hold tight, you're almost there. It's the final step. It's time to mail your package. Take your package to any Canada Post mailbox or deliver it to one of the yellow Toronto Elections drop boxes. The yellow drop boxes are available starting October 7th. Each ward will have one drop box. Locations are listed at toronto.ca/vote-by-mail. Remember, your completed mail-in voting package must be received by noon on Friday, October 21st. After you have mailed your package, wait a few days, and then you can visit toronto.ca/vote-by-mail to check the status of your package. If you're interested in applying to vote by mail, applications start September 1st and end September 23rd at 4:30 p.m.